You can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatSafe wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatSafe. NatSafe, your bank.
977 News.
The Civil Service Commission says it has begun the recruitment of 2,000 health workers for 2025. The Norwegian Church Aid and the Danish Church Aid, through their joint country program, JCP, says the newly launched Lift Zambia program has an ambitious target to reach 750,000 lives across six provinces by 2029. And in international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a $5 billion United States dollars lawsuit against the BBC over an edit of his 60th January 2021 speech in a Panorama documentary.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Civil Service Commission says it has begun the recruitment of 2,000 health workers for 2025. Acting Civil Service Commission Chairperson Louise Siyabantu says the recruitment will be conducted in two phases, starting with the promotion of in-service officers, followed by first appointments. Louise says the process is expected to be completed with the shortest possible time. He announced this during the swearing-in ceremony of the steering committee and members of the secretariat overseeing the recruitment of the 2,000 health workers held in Lusaka today. Louise says the government, under the leadership of President Hage Ijilema, has shown commitment to tackling staff shortages across various sectors. He says the recruitment will not involve public advertisements, as committees will operate under clearly defined terms and of reference. Louise urged members of the steering committee to carry out their responsibilities with the highest levels of integrity, impartiality and objectivity.
977 News.
In other news, the Norwegian Church Aid and Danish Church Aid, through their joint country program, JCP, says the newly launched Lift Zambia program has an ambitious target to reach 750,000 lives across six provinces by 2029. Senior Programs Officer for Climate and Environmental Stewardship, Walusiku Luputa, said the Lift Zambia initiative is a board five-year development program funded by NORAD and DANIDA. Luputa explained that the program is locally rooted and people-driven, aiming to empower communities with sustainable homegrown solutions to address climate change, food security and environmental degradation. She noted that the program builds on the success of a previous initiative that supported 17,000 farmers between 2020 and 2024 in adopting climate-smart agriculture and irrigation practices. Lift Zambia said is being implemented in a partnership with local organizations across 10 districts in six provinces, including areas such as Milenge, Monze, Mumbwa and Livingstone. Luputa outlined the program's four pillars: L for life, served through clean water, sanitation and healthcare; I for inequalities, addressed by promoting civic rights and gender justice; F for family resilience to withstand climate and economic shocks; and T for transformation for future generations. She emphasized that the initiative is not just a program but a call to action to defend environmental rights, advance justice and drive community-led transformation.
977 News.
And in other news, the Citizens First Party has adopted retired Captain Davidson Mulenga as its candidate for the Choma parliamentary by-election scheduled for January 2026. Party spokesperson Daliso Tembo announced the decision in a statement issued in Lusaka on Tuesday, noting Mulenga's previous service as District Commissioner for Lusaka and Permanent Secretary from Jinga Province under the Patriotic Front administration. He called on party members, supporters and the public to support Mulenga and conduct peaceful, orderly and issue-based campaigns in line with democratic principles. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And And in business news this evening, Family Development Initiatives, FDI, a Muslim faith-based organization, has welcomed the United States government's offer of up to $2 billion United States dollars in grants to Zambia aimed at advancing economic reforms, infrastructure, and health systems. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami held the pledge as a bold and strategic investment in Zambia's future, describing it as a catalyst for inclusive growth and national transformation. He commended the initiative as a reaffirmation of the enduring partnership between the United States and Zambia, grounded in mutual respect, shared prosperity, and a commitment to sustainable development. Sheikh Ayami noted that the grant comes at a critical juncture, offering Zambia an opportunity to unlock its agricultural potential, modernize infrastructure, and strengthen public service delivery, particularly in health and education. He emphasized that such support not only boosts economic resilience but also aligns with Zambia's broader vision of reducing dependency on aid through innovation, value addition, and private sector participation. Reaffirming FDI's commitment to national development, Sheikh Ayami pledged to continue supporting grassroots initiatives that empower communities, especially women and youth, through entrepreneurship, health, education, and skills training. He further announced that FDI would deepen its collaboration with local and international partners to ensure that the benefits of this grant reach underserved populations, particularly in rural areas where development gaps remain significant. Sheikh Ayami expressed hope that this renewed spirit of international cooperation will inspire long-term partnerships that uplift livelihoods, promote dignity, and build a more equitable and prosperous Zambia. He extended heartfelt appreciation to the American people for their continued solidarity and urged all stakeholders to work together in advancing shared goals of justice, opportunity, and human development. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a $5 billion United States dollar lawsuit against the BBC over an edit of his 60th January 2021 speech in a Panorama documentary. Trump accused the broadcaster of defamation and of violating a trade practice law, according to court documents filed in Florida. The BBC apologized to Trump last month but rejected his demands for compensation and disagreed there was any basis for a defamation claim. Trump's legal team accused the BBC of defaming him by intentionally, maliciously, and deceptively doctoring his speech. The BBC has not yet responded to the lawsuit. You're still listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news this evening, Zambia Athletics Association President Major Bernard Walia has commended Konkola Copper Mines KCM for being an understanding corporate citizen. The 2025 iteration was dubbed the KCM Coppola Intercompany Relay after the company donated the largest amount of money towards the event. KCM has a storied history of supporting sports in Zambia, from internal sports days across their operational sites to the sponsorship of football teams such as the Konkola Blades, Nampundwe Stars, and the Nchanga Rangers. The company continues to support the growth of sports in Zambia. KCM recently provided an upgraded team bus to the Aquila Stars FC and increased its monthly grant from 270,000 kwacha to 2.3 million kwacha. KCM support has enhanced the team's performance, stability, and long-term ambitions. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
The Civil Service Commission says it has begun the recruitment of 2,000 health workers for 2025. The Norwegian Church Aid and Danish Church Aid, through their joint country program, JCP, says the newly launched Lift Zambia program has an ambitious target to reach 750,000 lives across six provinces by 2029. And in international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a $5 billion United States dollar lawsuit against the BBC over an edit of his 60th January 2021 speech in a Panorama documentary. That is all we had for you this evening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Every now and then, we all have financial pressure. But with a NatQuick loan from NatSave, you can sort it out.